Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. See how well this would go over in your relationship. A woman in England just tweeted an insane list of rules her boyfriend texted her when she was going to a music festival. It included things like sending photos so he could approve her outfit, sending video of the room to prove she was alone. Oh. Well, anyways, besides going viral, they've broken up now.
Really?
You think?
Wow, yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. All righty then. Wow. Okay.
How would that go over?
I'm not so bad, am I?
No. Couple in Florida went on a first date to Denny's last week. That might have been the first red flag, but...
Oh.
What?
Just when you thought things were going to go very well with this, they got into a high-speed chase with cops on the way home.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, he was swerving and didn't know really how to drive. The guy bailed, escaped into the woods... And then the cop said to the woman, get out of the car. She goes, listen, it's my first date. I don't even know his name.
I'm not going out with him again, so I'm going to stay right here.
She said, I know him by, he gave me two first names, and I don't even know the last name. I just want to go home.
Why did you get in the car with him? Jeez, you're lucky you're alive,
but
woman.
But he can go to that Denny's and ask for his credit card.
Yeah,
his
that's
statement.
Right. Yeah.
You can get his name there.
Well, it's been revealed the kid didn't have a driver's license.
And there's nothing wrong with Denny's as a first date.
No, there is not. No,
no,
you're right.
Especially if it's your birthday.
Yes.
Free. Free. That's not a red flag. Let's work on Denny's. It's the birthday.
Hey, $4, all you can eat pancakes, you and me.
And I only to pay for you because it's my birthday.
Want to go square dancing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Denny's.
Oh, man. Oh, well, Mike, here you go. Some woman accidentally sent a text message to a Missouri police officer. She invited him to go to a game. He said, you know, you got the wrong number. Texted. She said, no, I don't. We went to the game together. He said, what game did we go to? She said, with Sherry and Diana. Remember we got high together? Remember that game? Get dressed. I'll pick you up in the truck. Remember? He said, I am pretty sure we didn't get high together. He sent a picture of his badge. So that didn't work out. Excuse me. He did go on to say, he's still going to come pick me up for the game, though. And
they've since broken up, too.
Yes, they're not seeing each other either. And Marietta, Georgia, dig this one. Police arrested Carolina Morales and Bianca Blanco. They were operating a dental practice without a license.
Oh.
They were practicing for 10 years.
What?
In Marietta, Georgia.
In Marietta, Georgia, what happened is they botched a root canal.
Uh-huh.
And the patient went to the police and said, I don't know. I don't see anything hanging up that looks official. And they went in and it wasn't official. They were just two women who were practicing dentistry without a license.
For how long?
10 years. 10 freaking years.
And nobody said anything.
No, not at all.
They must have been good.
No, I go to Carolina and Bianca to have my root canals.
In the Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah. So check them out. Why not?
Wow.
Yeah, they're cheaper. They're a lot cheaper. I'll tell you that. You don't need insurance. I'll tell you that right now. They're great. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.